Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this radio broadcast, thanking God for allowing me to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a blessing it is to know that God is real and God still sits on the throne. And most of all, God is challenging us in our faith. Faith is the key, praise God, to open doors, to believe in what God said in His Word. By faith, by understanding everything what He's saying to us in this hour. Good morning to the body of Christ, praise God. Good morning to our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Those are on their way to work, coming from work, going to the house of God. You're going to do the mission that God assigned you to do. And I praise God, thank God that those who are on the throne praying, praise God, interceding for others, interceding that God will come through for this generation and generation to come. But most of all, thank God that He increasing our faith, building our faith, give us hope in our faith, and knowing that God is alive today. That's why Jesus said, my people can have what they say, but they say what they have. According to your faith, praise God, it will work. According to your faith, whether you believe or not, praise God, words do matter. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God when I came across, praise God, a reading, praise God, faith was nothing makes sense. And I thank God for we walk by faith and not by sight. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And every time God gives us a word, He speaks to us. That's the Holy Spirit. When He speaks to our spirit, He always gives us a scripture, praise God, to intervene. There are times when life takes unexpected turns, times when prayer seems unanswered, plans fall apart, and the path ahead appears blurry and uncertain. It's in those moments that faith becomes more than a word. Faith becomes a lifeline. Faith is choosing to believe God, even when nothing in your situation confirms His promise. It is trusting that His character is true, even when circumstances feel unfair or confusing. Faith, praise God, makes a difference. And that's what pleases God, is our faith. Whether we believe in healing, whether we believe in financial situation, we believe in our faith walking with God, faith makes a difference. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Faith never fails when we trust God. By faith, we believe in God's word. When you read God's word without any hesitation, praise God, you believe in what the word of God said. Thank you, Jesus. Just like I just read before, when things look blurry, when things seem complicated, when things seem so confused, praise God, but your faith is being tested in this walk right now. Your faith, praise God, is tested. Praise God. While you're on this journey, you're going to be tested, praise God, by your faith. Faith, hallelujah, please God. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. When the doctor give you a bad report and say there is nothing he can or she can do for you, by faith, by believing in the word of God, God can make it happen. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I would like to go into the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, when Jesus was telling his disciples. Now today, we are Jesus' disciples. And that word still was a fact during Peter them time. Praise God. That word of God is still a fact in our generation now. And the generation that will come behind us. Thank God by faith. By faith. I know you'll be hearing different people's testimony. You even pick up a book, praise God, of a writer who gives by his testimony and how God dealt with him or her. Praise God. We are that generation, praise God, that the Lord spoke of when Jesus was on the cross. We are that generation and the generation that's coming behind us. But most of all, I thank God by faith. And praise God. And Jesus said in Mark the 11th chapter, starting at the 21st verse, and I thank God for Jesus. And I'm going to read what it said. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw a fig tree wither from the roots. But let me go back up, praise God, before he went to the temple. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry, seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf. He went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. And then on reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. But I truly thank God for Jesus. Praise God. For God is good and his mercy endures forever. And I truly thank God for his grace and mercy. But God is graceful. And from there, Jesus said, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And the disciple heard him say it. See, Jesus was testing his faith. He believed in what he was saying to the fig tree. And he believed without any doubt when he spoke to that fig tree, the spoken word of God. And you know what? In our life, praise God, do you ever speak the word of God into your situation? Do you ever use the spoken word of God by faith and believe what you say when you read the word of God? Because God is true and God is real. And then from there, praise God, after they came out of the Jerusalem, praise God, and I thank God for Jesus. Oh, God is so good. When evening came, the 19th verse, when evening came, Jesus said his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. And Peter remembered what Jesus was saying. And that's it. We got to come to the place and remember what God said to our spirit. Well, you've been prophesied over your lives, and God used a prophet, whether it be a man or woman, praise God. And that person spoke over your life. And then later on down the road, praise God, you're going to remember what the Holy Spirit said to you. Praise God. Not what the prophet said, but what the Holy Spirit said. Praise God. And Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." Jesus said, "Have faith in God." Jesus answered, "Truly, I tell you, if anyone say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believe that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask
for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sin. And what Jesus said, by faith, Jesus spoke to that fig tree. And Jesus knew that the fig tree didn't have no fruit because it was not time for that fig tree to produce. But Jesus used his faith authority by spoken the word of God, by speaking to that fig tree, it came to pass. So my brothers and sisters, we got to learn to speak the word of God with by faith, with the authority, and not doubt. And that's what takes us to know that God is real. Faith moves God. By faith, it moves God. But we cannot have a shaky faith and know that, oh, I believe God today. And then when the devil bring all these obstacles to you, praise God, then you want to go back on God. You can't operate like that. Either you believe God or you don't believe in God. But you got to stand firm in the faith that God gives you. And God is good. And his mercy endures forever. We got to learn to trust God every step of the way. And knowing that the faith of God is in action. By faith. And I truly thank God for Jesus. That's why our work be delayed, because we have a shaky faith. Our gifts be delayed because we don't know if God doing with us or not. And we want to look for the promise of God because we the one who delayed it. But we got to stand firm and trust God in his word. And I came across, and I thank God for Jesus, that God is good and his mercy endures forever. And one thing about it, I thank God when I came across the declaration prayer. It said, I declare that my faith will stand firm even when my understanding falls short. I will trust God when answers are delayed and clarity is absent. I declare that confusion will not cancel my confidence in God. And I thank God for Jesus. I choose faith over fear, trust over turmoil, and belief over doubt. I declare that God is working on my behalf even when I cannot see it. That's it. Trust God and know that God is with you. Have faith in God. Like Jesus said, have faith in the Father. God ain't forgot what you have asked him. God didn't forget what you had told him. But when the time is right, by God's prophetic timing, you're going to receive what you had asked the Lord. Whether it be your healing, your financial situation, your marriage, or whatever, God is real. So my brothers and sisters, keep the faith.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.